FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The Department of Agriculture has today begun rolling out foot and mouth disease vaccines with a strong focus in KZN. The current outbreak was traced back to a livestock auction in northern KZN and has since affected some farms in Newcastle and Bergville. 900,000 much-needed vaccines arrived from Botswana on Friday. They've now been sent to state vets in KZN, as well as Gauteng, the Northwest and Mpumalanga. Farmers will get them for free. Agriculture Minister John Steenhuisen says the vaccinated animals will be safe to eat in 6 weeks.
We're going to start in Gauteng and in the disease management area in KwaZulu-Natal so that we can start ensuring that the food security and the price of food is not affected and getting those feedlots and abattoirs back up as quickly as possible.
He says the outbreak has had a devastating impact on the economy and consumers.
I'm sure that people have noticed the price of beef has gone up quite substantially, and that's as a result of supply and demand. Obviously, there was an outbreak at one of the bigger feedlots that supplies into the meat industry in South Africa, and that's obviously led to a compromise on the quantity of beef that is available. I think it's very important to re-emphasize that red meat in South Africa is absolutely safe to eat. Foot and mouth disease does not affect humans in any way, shape or form.
KZN police have confirmed that a man believed to be behind a mass murder case in Umlazi is currently in police custody. Eight people between the ages of 22 and 40 were killed at the Zama informal settlement in U Section last month. It's understood that unknown suspects entered a home and shot them. The motive of the murder is yet to be established. Local detectives say the man will make his first appearance in the Umlazi Magistrates Court tomorrow. Meanwhile, KZN Premier Tami Ntuli has commended the police on the arrest over the weekend.
We commend the work of the police. They are doing quite good, but we are encouraging members of the society in general to report criminal activities in the society.
And South Africa has secured a major loan deal with the World Bank to help fix problems in the energy and transport sectors. National Treasury says the $1.5 billion loan will support government's plans to grow the economy and create jobs. In a statement, Treasury says the loan comes with good interest rates and flexible repayment terms. On the international front, Israel has begun attacking what it says are Iranian government targets, including the headquarters of the Revolutionary Guards. It follows earlier strikes on the Fordo nuclear facility, which the U.S. hit over the weekend and caused monumental damage, according to Donald Trump. He's now suggested a regime change could help in Tehran. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt insists that this isn't the aim for the current American operation.
If the Iranian regime refuses to give up their nuclear program or engage in talks, why shouldn't the Iranian people rise up against this brutal terrorist regime? That's a question the president raised last night. But as far as our military posture, it hasn't changed.
That clip courtesy of Sky News. Durban, a high of 22 tomorrow. Pietermaritzburg, 20. Richards Bay, 23. For the Newswatch team, I'm Nushera Sudhial.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. New Liverpool signing Jeremy Frimpong expecting fellow new signing Florian Wirtz to shine at the Reds. Orlando Pirates announced that Abdeslam Waidu is their new head coach. And India are currently 254 for 3, leading England by 260 runs.